You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Final hour, our show is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York certified comfort expert company. Schedule now, springhillac.com. You'll need it for these hot days here in Nashville. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. We look forward to this every Thursday at this time. Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada, 32 Thoughts. He now joins us. Boy, yesterday they were drunk in Columbus. May have been drunk around the league. There was a lot of goofiness going on. Some crazy, crazy deals. A lot of money being spent. What stood out to you the most? I know that's open-ended and crazy,
yeah.
but what did you make? And I know you were all over the place yesterday, so good job with your coverage.
You.
But what did you make of it?
Oh, I mean, the biggest story is the Goudreau and the Columbus, just because it's kind of came out of nowhere. And you know, one of the things I think that happened, guys, was I got a couple texts in the afternoon saying, watch Columbus today. Watch Columbus today.
Hmm.
And, you know, like you guys have been in this position before when you're doing these shows. You think you know something, but you're not sure. And you've got that doubt. And you're saying, I do not have enough guts right now to do this, to put yourself out there like this. Because nobody would tell me yes or no. And when that happens, there's two things going through your head. There's I'm right, or and nobody wants to deny it to me or lie to me or talk to me, or it's people are really busy and they can't get back to me, which definitely can happen on that day. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I think I'm right, but I don't want to be wrong. And so at about 3:25 your time yesterday, I did a hit with NHL Network where I mentioned I heard Columbus had talked to Goudreau. I kind of softly introduced it that way. And then it started to pick up steam. And then whenever it was, about 10 minutes before I tweeted it, I was pretty sure he was going there. And then I knew for sure 10 seconds before I tweeted it. But the whole thing I was going through my head is, can this be real? Like, is this really happening? And as we saw by the fact he put on a jersey about an hour ago, it's really happening.
David Poile kind of laid out with us on this show what kind of they were going to be in the market for. And seeing the contracts that went out there yesterday, we knew why nothing was being done on the Predators' end. But the one that we're perplexed on, the one that I've already admitted on the show today, I understand all these moves, and while there are guys that I were interested in, you see what they got, it's like, okay, yeah, that was not realistic and that was not happening here. The only one that I've admitted that I probably, and I've already admitted that I may have thrown something across the room at, is Max Pacioretty just giving away to Carolina, and I thought that was the move for the Predators. If they were looking for that one-year guy and a team was giving them away, but we don't know the parameters behind the scenes. Was Vegas only going to talk to Eastern Conference teams? So do you know, can you lend some insights on how he ended up in Carolina and maybe not Nashville?
Well, I would, first of all, he has a 10-team no trade. So I don't know who's on it. Now,
okay.
I would have to say, guys, I would be surprised if Nashville was on it. Generally, I don't think Nashville's on too many especially if you've only got 10 teams. I would be surprised if Nashville was on it, especially since Nevada and Tennessee are both no-tax states. I would be surprised. But, yes, I think that would also be a big part of it. Look, like, they don't want Pacioretty torturing them in the same conference or in a playoff series. Now, if it happens in the Stanley Cup Final, you can deal with that a bit more because you're in the Stanley Cup Final. But, you know, if you're Vegas, you don't want to see Pacioretty in like a crossover first round series or anything like that. So I do think the Eastern Conference would have a lot to do with it. I also have to think that like that Dylan Coughlin, he's not like a well-known player, but he's a decent young defenseman. I wondered if that was part of it. Like they had to give up the player too. And looking at your blue line, I'm just not sure that you guys would have had as much of a use for that. But I would bet that the Western-Eastern Conference thing would be a huge fact in that. And without knowing for sure, I would be surprised if you guys were on a 10-team no-trade list, though. Hmm.
I think Nino Niederreiter, Elliot, fits what the Predators do.
Yeah.
What he brings on the ice, obviously he would be a massive upgrade production-wise on the second line, but I like the edge that he brings, the style of play. That fits into what they're looking for under John Hines, but here he sits, still nothing happened, which suggests to me, like, is his price tag too high? What do you think? Where is the Niederreiter right now, in your opinion, as we sit here
today? I heard Blues yesterday, but then somebody told me that wasn't the case. I think the toughest thing right now, guys, is that, Goodrow was going to get his money, and he did. But his market wasn't, like it used to be, Johnny Goodrow was on the market, there'd be 20 teams going after him. You know how many teams were serious about him? Three. And one of them was Calgary. Hmm. The other was Columbus, and the other was Jersey. Like, there were a bunch of teams that either passed, like Philly, or just couldn't get anywhere close to where, the three other teams did. And I think what we're seeing here is a big squeeze. And I just think that some of these players, and I bet Niederreiter is one of them, and I don't think he's the only one. Like, I think this has happened to John Klingberg, too. I think that you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, in the past the market's been this, I'm going to be fine. And now we're finding out, oh boy, like the market's really tight. So, like, some guys hit it out of the park. Goodrow did. Vinny Trocheck, for example, did. But I think there's a lot of other guys who are like, ooh, wow, like, this is tight. And I think it's been a little bit tight for some of these players, and Niederreiter would be one of them. And I think now you're probably looking at a situation and saying, I better make sure that if I'm going to take something short-term, that it's a situation where I can be successful and you really break it down and pick at it. And I'm sure he's going through that right now. I think you guys are going in the right direction. Secondly, I think it's a really good place to play. Thirdly, as you know, like players that have a bit of an edge, like Niederreiter does, like that works in Nashville. I think there's a lot of good things there, but I bet you he's sitting there and saying, if I'm going to take a shorter deal or a lesser deal, I better make sure it's in the right spot.
Elliot Friedman is with us. So, Elliot, again, trying to read what David Poile told us the other day. His concern is next year with the cap only going up $1 million. You've got Tanner Janot. Yep. You've got Alex Carrier. You would figure you're going to invest in those guys. Dante Fabbro is up, who's already at 2.4. Mm-hmm. And this year you got to deal with Yakov Trenin. So he was kind of laying it out. And basically he said, look, I'm looking at a short-term deal. But they've got a decent budget for that. So sitting back and looking for guys you might get 1 year, I'm curious about the situation in Vancouver. They signed the Russian kid from Toronto.
Mikheyev.
So they're over the cap. They've been shopping around JT Miller. What's the market like for a trade for JT Miller for 1 year right now? Or is it only going to be to a team that wants to re-up him long-term?
No, I don't think there's any rules there. First of all, I'm a big JT Miller guy. I love the way he plays. I really do. He's a bit of his personality is definitely edgy. There's no question about that. And he really has a major presence in a room. But that's not a big deal. We all deal with edgy people all the time. I really like Miller a lot. I think Vancouver is looking to clear space, and I think you guys could really handle that. But I think they're asking a lot. And, first of all, I should have probably considered this earlier. I think he'd be a perfect fit for you guys. I really do. I just think the Canucks, like, for example, we had heard during the year that they were talking with the Rangers, and the names that were being thrown around were like Filip Hedl and Kaapo Kakko and Braden Schneider, who the Rangers didn't want to give up, and that was one of the reasons the deal fell apart. But that's the kind of thing that, you know, it's been rumored that Vancouver is looking for. So I think you would have to see, do you guys have a package like that which could entice them? Now, the one thing that really could help you here is if you're not looking to extend Miller, I think Vancouver has been very, very wary, extremely wary of allowing anyone permission to talk to him about an extension. If it's happened, like as of the draft last week, I don't think it had happened. Now, there had been some sense that maybe Vancouver might change their mind on that issue, but I don't know that it's happened. But if you're just looking at him as a one-year guy, I think that would be a perfect fit. But understand that that's the kind of trade that the Canucks have been looking at.
You've joked many times over the years how crafty the Lightning are with their cap. But now that they've done all of this, the re-upping of the three younger core guys, can they keep Alex Killorn? Or is he a guy that you could maybe get for 1 year?
No, I think don't forget that those extensions don't kick in for another season, and Killorn's only got 1 year left on his deal, right?
Correct. So, but they're still over the cap, they're over the cap as we speak now, aren't they?
I think you could get Killorn. I think the preference is, I heard that the preference is to keep him for one more season and then kind of go where you are from there. But, you know, I'll tell you this. I had mentioned about a week ago on my last notes, I knew McDonough was getting traded. I had mentioned that possibly Killorn, and someone said to me, not so fast. It's not a guarantee that Killorn gets moved. So what do you want to say, 50-50? I don't know. I just was told it's not a guarantee he gets traded.
What's the market for Dylan Strome right now, who unexpectedly is out there?
I would say that I think there's a lot of teams talking to him. I think it's just, you know, I think there's two things that Dylan Strome is looking for. One, fit, and two, best deal he can get. Because, look, like he came out of a situation where he had a big end of the year and he was let go. So I think fit is going to be very important to him. I heard there were a lot of teams that have called him, a lot of them. Like, there's a lot of competition for him, but everyone, of course, is trying to steal him, right?
No question. What about Paul Stastny? What's he got left in the tank, and is he got a market right now?
I heard that Paul Stastny would not be going on the first day of free agency, and that turned out to be true. It's good that something I said was actually true.
File that away. It's always good.
Yeah, I heard he was not going on the first day of free agency. He was going to kind of see where the dust settled and go from there, and I think that's exactly what's going to look. All I heard about Stastny is he wants to play for a contender. Like, wherever he goes, he wants to play for a team he thinks has a chance to win. I wouldn't be surprised, depending on what happens with Nazem Kadri, if maybe he ends up back in Denver. I know that's always a possibility. But I heard he was going to look at situations where he thought the team had a chance to win, and that was his top priority.
And finally, you have mentioned on your podcast that you've thought that there has, at least at one time or another, been interest with the Predators and Phil Kessel. What is that, a guy that's maybe going to be sitting back waiting to see how the dust settles?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I didn't hear a lot about Kessel lately. You know, maybe that was just a thing at the trade deadline that never materialized, and maybe it doesn't happen. But I didn't hear a lot about Kessel yesterday.
Last thing, Elliot, on the way out. You know, we're kind of in a bourbon whiskey area. You know where we are in Tennessee, and
I've heard about this. I've heard about this rumor. Yes.
Yeah, and I said at the beginning of the show, I'm not sure if that's the case up in Columbus. Maybe they did a bar crawl yesterday. Look, we really liked him here, but the one that we are completely confused on: how does Eric Gudbranson get 4 years at $4 million per? What? How much bourbon was consumed for that deal? I mean, nice guy, but 4 years. At $4 million per year, like, what planet was Columbus thinking where he was going to get that anywhere else?
Well, I got to tell you, I was amazed. But first of all, I'm happy for Gudbranson because, as you guys say, he's a great guy.
He is.
Legitimately. I worked a telethon with him once. Just a
super nice guy. Yes.
Yeah. Number two, I'm always happy to see people get paid, so I'm not a jealous person. I was shocked by that one, too.
Okay.
The one thing I knew was that Columbus was looking for, like, they got a lot of young guys on their team, and they traded for Olivier from you guys, right? So they were looking, they were worried that their young guys were getting pushed around. They felt they were a really soft team a bit last year. Actually, I don't like to use the word soft. I think they, because I don't want to say that they did that. I think they felt that they were pushed around last year, and they didn't want that again. Like, Jarmo Kekalainen, like, nobody pushes him around. Nobody pushes Brad Larsen around. They look like a wrestling tag team. I think they just wanted to make their team a little bit tougher. Now, there must have been competition for Goodbranson. That's, you know, he did have a good year in a limited role last year, and Columbus will have to be careful with that. But I was surprised that deal. But like you guys said, I'm really happy for him. And I just have to say, I'm glad as we wrap up for the season. I'm glad that I was correct that they were going to get it done. I'm just sorry that there was so much anxiety for all you guys on the way.
How much airtime did we
dedicate to that question?
To that question.
And David Poile. That's like hours. That's like shows. Hours,
Elliot,
and hours.
We always
and hours.
Talk about the percentage of a team's salary cap. I think the percentage of our time with you, we had to be like 23% Forsberg for the season, didn't we?
Yeah, it was up there, but you know, I'm just glad that my instinct was right. It took a lot longer than I wanted. I think it took a lot longer than Forsberg wanted. I think it took a lot longer than the Predators wanted. And I know it took a lot longer than the fans wanted, but I always believed it was going to get done. I thought the eighth year and the tax advantage and his history with the Predators was going to do it. But boy, was that closer than I thought it was going to be.
No doubt about it. And in all seriousness, we really, really appreciate another fantastic year with you. We look forward to it every Thursday. Our listeners do as well. And so we always appreciate you carving out a little time here for this market. And so thanks again, as always. Have a great summer, and we'd love to do it again if you're up for it.
Well, you know, next year, you guys, I'm not the guy who gets to make hiring and firing decisions like you guys are. So if you want me back, I like doing it once a week with you guys. So if you want me back, I'm happy to come back, and hope you guys have a great summer, and that goes all the same for all the great hockey fans in Nashville.
Thank you, Elliot. Really appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Elliot Friedman, he's the best. Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada, 32 Thoughts. Check out that podcast. It's fantastic stuff. We will come back. Some things to unpack after that interview with Elliot. We'll do that on the other side here on the DDC. 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and The Game Nashville out.
What's the market like for a trade for JT Miller for 1 year right now? Or is it only going to be to a team that wants to re-up him long-term?
No, I don't think there's any rules there. I really like Miller a lot. I think Vancouver is looking to clear space, and I think you guys could really handle that. But I think they're asking a lot. And, first of all, I should have probably considered this earlier. I think he'd be a perfect fit for you guys. I really do. I just think the Canucks, like, for example, we had heard during the year that they were talking with the Rangers, and the names that were being thrown around were like Filip Hedl and Kaapo Kakko and Braden Schneider, who the Rangers didn't want to give up, and that was one of the reasons the deal fell apart. But that's the kind of thing that, you know, it's been rumored that Vancouver is looking for. So I think you would have to see, do you guys have a package like that which could entice them? Now, the one thing that really could help you here is if you're not looking to extend Miller, I think Vancouver has been very, very wary, extremely wary of allowing anyone permission to talk to him about an extension. If it's happened, like as of the draft last week, I don't think it had happened. Now, there had been some sense that maybe Vancouver might change their mind on that issue, but I don't know that it's happened. But if you're just looking at him as a one-year guy, I think that would be a perfect fit. But understand that that's the kind of trade that the Canucks have been looking at.
I got to be honest, that's the part where I really perked up. I perked up the whole interview because Elliot's always got good stuff, but boy, I started getting a little bit more excited about JT Miller. I like the part about in the room, too, because I did bring up yesterday or the day before, like, they could use another presence in the room like they got with Ryan McDonough, who we talked to last hour. And he actually brought that up on his own about presence in the room. And I was like, like, I already know what he brings on the ice, but, okay. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm so satisfied.
Okay, I'm with you. I am ready to explore the forest to find JT Miller. I'm trying to bring some things with me. Number one, remember, a trade once upon a time. JT Miller and Ryan McDonough from the Rangers to the Lightning. So Ryan McDonough knows JT Miller well. Might even be able to influence. Hey, come to Nashville for 1 year. Let's see what we got here. I don't know. But here's the real question. What are you willing to throw on the table to trade for JT Miller? If you're thinking, hey, look, we'd love it for 1 year. After that, we can't guarantee anything. We don't know beyond. We got to see what happens with Janot. We got to see what happens with other guys. And JT Miller is looking for a cash-in, right? For his next deal, he wants to have what a lot of these guys are getting this year. So with that in mind, right, he said there's no rules. Like, JT Miller doesn't control this. So whoever trades for him, they get to do what they want. They can set him free or they can try to sign him. So what are you willing to offer, Darren? First-round pick? Second-round pick? A pick and a prospect?
I am going to offer him some traffic from Nashville. I'm willing to send some traffic from Nashville.
I'm willing to throw that in for free. That's future considerations. That's part of the deal.
I'm willing to send potholes from Nashville to Vancouver. I'm willing to ship potholes out of here.
Yeah, Vancouver's got traffic, okay? So don't worry about that. They got serious traffic. So do not worry about that. That's a wash.
But they do have a better bus system.
Yeah. I've never tried it, so
well,
I don't know.
But the ones that just, like, you know, they're on the rails and they just – well, the electric buses, right?
I don't know. I have not
It's been a while since I've been to Vancouver. I remember that.
I remember seeing those.
Oh,
maybe
yeah. I remember they're on the tracks.
I've been in a haze at times walking.
They're just going through downtown, and they're very quiet and they're not smoky.
Yeah, they got those usually.
I'm after that interview, I'm willing to send – I don't know. I mean, tell me – throw something at me, and I'll tell you if I'll agree to
do
it.
Okay.
Give me a package.
Look, I think in a perfect
world. And
I'll
say yes or no.
I think in a perfect world, you're trying to load up for this year for 1 year. I would rather not put a guy like Dante Favreau on the table. But remember, Dante Favreau's from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. He's got 1 year left. Vancouver's trying to save some money. But remember, Vancouver's over the cap. I don't think they're real interested in taking back a lot of salary.
Yeah.
They can't. So I think we're looking at prospects and picks. Picks that they'll use in the future and prospects that they don't have to put on their roster right now, or if they do, they don't cost anything. I think that's a critical thing to remember here. They are over the cap.
If I called up our buddy Darcy Hordichuk and asked him if he'd be interested in going back to Vancouver, if a deal like this could be struck, do you think I could talk him into it? And could Vancouver be talked into that?
Is that the guy you want doing the dirty work out there?
No. I'm talking about playing. I'm saying that's part of the trade.
Oh.
We could give him Darcy back.
Okay, so this is what we don't know.
This
is where this is where GM
is what it's going to take. I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't know either. This is where David Poile and his staff have to be savvy and try to figure out what other offers have been out there. You heard Elliot say it. He's been saying as much as anybody, JT Miller is on the block. He was on the block before the draft. They wanted this Mikhailov guy, and they signed him to 4 years at $4+ million per year. He came from Toronto. So to do that, I think they knew they wanted to do something like that and have somebody at the same sort of price that Miller's been making. But they've been trying to trade Miller, but they can't have been really excited about what they've gotten back. So.
Let me ask you something on the other side about him. Let me raise
it. Worth
a
first round pick. I'm throwing
while
that
we're
out
doing
there.
While we're doing this big love fest. Let me just raise a concern on the other side. How about that? How about
JT
Miller?
Please do.
But right now, tell everybody about Loan Pronto.
Okay, let's tell everybody about Loan Pronto. Loan Pronto right now knows, look, they want to help people with the situation we're under. Nobody loves that the gas prices are so high and cost of living right now hasn't been a whole lot of fun. It's going up. You've gone to the grocery store lately. You probably know that. So what does Loan Pronto propose? Well, your home's value is still way up, and you're sitting on a pile of money. So if you need funds for different things, whether it's tuitions, credit card bills, car loans, things that might be piling up on you, especially those that have some high interest rates, Loan Pronto can get you that cash fast with their whole loan refinance, or you can take advantage of their all-new equity line of credit program. Either option is going to help you unlock your equity and get a big check. Get that cash now to pay off these things that might be on your list. Or you got a home improvement project you want to invest in, you can use it for that. Call Loan Pronto right now and let them help you. 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780. Or go to loanpronto.com. 615-499-5780. Equal housing lender. NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval.
You're darn tootin', Coach. Tomorrow, during our show, at 10:30, there'll be a puck drop. Now, there'll be coverage starting at 10 o'clock when we come on the air, but I think Chase is going to handle that. And then Willie and C-Mace are going to handle the play-by-play duties for the Predators Prospect Showcase game. It's going to be at Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. So that'll be at 10:30. You're going to hear that actually live here. So rookies they just drafted in the draft in Montreal, Igor Afanasyev, who we had on the show yesterday, Askarov is going to be in between the pipes. So be looking for that tomorrow starting at 10:30 right here on 102.5 and 106.3, the game and the game Nashville app. And then following the game, Villy and Max Herz will take it home to 2 o'clock. And then myself and the suit will take it home the rest of the day from 2 until 6. So that'll be some scheduling tomorrow for our live show. So keep that in mind. Marlins and Pirates right now, 1-0 in the eighth. It is a barn burner. I mean,
it's
I'm on the edge of my seat.
There's been so many wacky, honestly.
So many wacky plays.
There's been some wacky plays in this game.
But we're not going to really talk about that because we want to keep everybody with us. So
yes, we do.
We're just telling you, you're missing an unbelievable.
It's a barn burner.
Marlins, Pirates, it doesn't get any better. So let's talk about JT Miller. That, you know, Elliot, I got to be honest, kind of got me, my juices flowing. Yeah, I was like, got a lot more excited. But here's my concern about JT Miller. As you start, you know, we were ready to offer the city. You're all of a sudden, I heard that little first round thing you kind of threw out there, first round pick on the way out.
I tossed it.
You did. You tossed it out there. I saw it.
Just for discussion.
I saw it.
Tossed it out there for discussion.
Here is my concern. With that being said, as excited as I got, let me take a drink. I just want to take a swig before we go down this road. My concern, Willie, is why does last season, look like Brady Anderson's one season with the Orioles? Do you get the reference as we were talking baseball?
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning. Why does it look like a Brady Anderson 50 home run season? And then all the other seasons are like 12 and 14 home runs.
I wouldn't say 12 or 14 home runs. If you take a look, he's been a very consistent 20-plus goal scorer.
Not really.
Yes.
Well, not really.
Okay, 2021, 53 games. Remember, it's a short season. You had 15 goals.
Okay.
46 points. That's close to a point per game.
Okay.
Now, I admit, last year was a Brady Anderson 1996. There's no question. He blew up 99 points.
That's my point.
But
his best year the season before that, 72 points. And then everything else is like 40s and 50s.
What's wrong with 72 points?
There's nothing wrong. I'm saying overall in his career, this is a decade. Rangers,
years
with Tampa?
Age 22 to 24.
Vancouver.
He had 22 goals three straight years. 22, 22, 23. When he was in his low 20s. He's a legit second line upgrade. Huge second line upgrade.
I agree, but last year's the kaboom. 99 points?
Okay, if you're trading him and thinking you're getting 99 points, then you're going crazy. You're looking for a guy that is going to be a massive upgrade on your second line for 1 year. What's that worth? Okay. I'm with you. I am not worried. I'm not expecting anything close to 99 points. That would set the all-time Predators record. But he could have 70 points, and I'd be thrilled.
I mean, that's 27 points over his highest season in his career.
He had a career year.
That's a little bit alarming. That's all I'm saying. It's a little bit.
I'm judging him on the years before that, and I would take any one of those years, with the exception of one or two. I would take that, and I would be thrilled. Between 50 and 70 points, somewhere in there, that's outstanding.
So with that being said, right, that's where he is. He's in the range game.
Luke Cunningham had 22 points last year, again, playing a lot of second line.
If you have a pulse, basically, unless you're not the guy at Weekend at Bernie's, it's going to be an upgrade.
Okay? The guy at Weekend
at
Bernie's.
As long as you're not Bernie,
yeah,
it's an upgrade.
That would be lower than Luke Cunningham, 13 goals, 9 assists. Okay.
Okay,
we agree on that.
If it's a guy that's on strings and people are dragging him around the ice, then yeah, that's not going to be an upgrade from Cunningham.
A fire hydrant? That would be probably
lower. We could give the examples of where they're going to be the bar was less than Luke Cunningham.
Would you take it?
Okay,
remember, Darren, the 72 point season was in 69 games in the shortened bubble year. Okay, and then he helped them beat the defending champions in the playoffs. So he has been really, really good.
I don't want this to come off as
46 points
in
53 games. If you move that out to 82 games, that's another 65, 70 point year. He's been really good.
But you'd have to admit, then all of a sudden there was a kaboom last year. And I'm just wondering what, let's just go with on average 60 points. So as excited as I am, first round pick, I'm not doing that. No, I'm passing. Not for 1 year, no.
I think you're probably out of the. I'm telling you, you got to be creative. If it's not a first, then you got to bring something to the table to get this done, I think. But as we said, there's a lot of teams that have fired their cannons, and they are done. They don't have room to make another deal like that. And Vancouver is sitting there going, we've got to get this off the books. We are over the cap. We've been planning to trade this guy. He's not staying long term. We want Bo Horvat. We've got a lot of other young players. We just signed for this other guy. That's where I think David Poyle's patience could pay off here. But if you wait too long, all of a sudden you get the Max Pacioretty. Oh, he's going to so-and-so? We could have done better than that. You know, like, there had to be a little bit. I don't know how much they really vetted the Max Pacioretty thing. I would imagine they had to have. And maybe the answer was, dude, we're not giving him to somebody in the West. But when that news came down, Max Pacioretty was given away for nothing. That had to have people scratching their head.
Okay, can I bring something else to the table?
So Vancouver's got to be sitting there. Maybe the market for JT Miller isn't what we thought it was.
Okay, can I bring something else to the table?
Bring it on. This is why we have these conversations, Darren. We are amateur GMs.
I have also received a personal text, and I'm going to leave their name out of it, and I'm just bringing this to the table because I don't know, but I'm going to ask you, do you know anything about his nightlife? Because it's being questioned that he's Del Zotto with talent. In other words, he likes the nightlife.
Well, I heard Elliot
likes to have a lot of fun.
Well, we could. I don't know if Max can find it, but I'm guessing that's what Elliot was referring to. He brought that up.
Okay, I'm just
without using that specific of a term.
Okay, so
it's a 1 year deal. It's a 1 year deal.
Does that bother you?
Not if he scores 25 goals and gives me 60 to 65 points in a 1 year deal. I'm looking for 1 year. I'm not worried about after this year.
What if I told you he could hang with Jordan Tutu in his heyday?
Look, I think guys are going to be professional. If he unless you're telling me he's going to show up on the on the radar for the police, you know, shows. What was the show? Taking Back the Nights. Remember back the Taking Back the Nights? If you're, I got a JT Miller over here, like the late night police scanner show. There used to be a show on a station we worked for way back in the day, where through the middle of the night, we had a radio show. A guy would host, and he would have access to the police scanner, and whatever came up that night, he would just be reporting that.
Yep,
it was quite the show. So if you're telling me JT Miller is going to be on there more than once, then I don't
know.
But
he's going to be in and out of jail. I didn't say that. I just said, what if he enjoys a full-time nightlife after games?
I'm telling you that Vancouver is a town that he has spent 3 years in, and there's a nightlife there. He spent 5 years with the Rangers. I think there's nightlife there.
Is there in the Big Apple? There's,
he has made it for 9 years. No, 11 years in the league.
I just said I'm presenting it to you. That's all I'm saying.
And possibly.
That, does that concern you at all? Would that concern
Look, this is why you do the research. You have people to bring these questions up there, but I like the production. But do we want to replay what Elliot said? Because he kind of hinted that, kind of threw that in there. Just kind of, he's kind of a strong personality. I don't know what, he chose his words carefully.
Does Max have it? Can he maybe find it on the other side?
Yep.
We'll play it.
Right now?
Yeah.
Be to a team that wants to re-up him long term.
No, I don't think there's any rules there. First of all, I'm a big JT Miller guy. I love the way he plays. I really do. You know, he's a bit of his personality is definitely edgy. There's no question about that. And he really has a major presence in a room. But, you know, I mean, that's not a big deal. We all deal with edgy people all the time. I really like Miller a lot. I think Vancouver.
Okay, so there you go.
So I don't I didn't.
Edgy.
Yeah.
Personality.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what he was implying.
Is he saying he's a jerk? But I was talking about the night. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
I don't think I'm taking.
What are we talking about with the nightlife? Are we talking beyond? There's a lot of guys that enjoy the nightlife. They are. They do.
Well, Willie, if I'm bringing it up, I mean,
is he being unprofessional? He is. He doesn't miss that many games. He played 80 games last year.
The suggestion to me was, be careful. He's definitely a guy that enjoys the nightlife. And
okay,
you could take that however you want.
Let me present it this way, Darren. He's a guy that is trying to cash in on a next big contract. He's got 1 year left. If you're telling me he's going to be so self-destructive that in a contract year, he's going to drink himself into the gutter and end up on the police scanner shows, then I'm hard-pressed to believe that. For a guy that has scored 99 points, 46 in 53 games in a shortened season the year before, 72 in 69 games in a shortened season the last 3 years. He's put up three great years playing for Vancouver.
Yeah. Who's
That's a nightlife.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
You got nightlife there.
Look,
the Roxy.
Maybe the nightlife is the nice restaurants in Vancouver. They got great restaurants. I don't know. Maybe that's the nightlife. I don't know.
And I'm not pretending to know. I don't have any idea. But you've got a couple of guys. A guy you just acquired in Ryan McDonough that might know a thing or two about the nightlife.
Could, yeah, there you go.
He might be able to give you some insight.
We will come back and wrap up Thursday's edition. It's been a fun show, fast-moving show. Fun edition of the DDC next. We would like for you to help us and Newton Motor Group this summer. We're trying to help kids here in Middle Tennessee in our area. We've teamed up with Souls for Souls, and, man, we would like to give them some shoes for children experiencing homelessness in our area. School's just around the corner. It's coming back. And the goal is to raise $20,000, which will help provide 1,000 pairs of shoes for kids. But we certainly can't do it without your help. If you can help in any way, go to thegamenashville.com/shoes. All donations will go directly to Souls for Souls and helping out the kids that are dealing with homelessness in our area. So help out if you can, thegamenashville.com /shoes. Newton Motor Group is a proud sponsor of Souls from Music City. Newton Motor Group, the best car deals in Nashville start at Newton. Barrett in the Burrows got a question for you on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Is this Willie? The daily what's the plan? I'm still getting those.
He says, I know, he says that you've got the Predators plan. He said, heck, you've even taken a step further. You've got the plan for America. But he said, please share with all of us the plan to get Darren out of the doghouse in his comment of best time in Chicago.
Oh, man. I would really like to help you with that one, Darren.
You're walking away, aren't you? You're staying out.
That is, you have dipped your toe into some hot water.
I'm on my own. Yep. I'm on my own. Thanks. Thanks, wingman. There's your plan, Barrett. He's staying the heck out of it. In other words, I've got to dig myself out of it. That's fine. I'll put in the work.
I said those exact words to a teammate of mine at Vanderbilt, who my college girlfriend at the time, we set these two up on a date, and it was started off okay, and then it kind of went crazy. And he was lamenting to the guys in the suite, and he turned to me. He said, what do I do? I said, I got you into this. I can't get you out of it.
Good answer.
And I didn't get you into this, Darren. You did this all on your own. I didn't prompt you. You brought up the pub crawl. You started talking pub crawls. I gave you my story. Everybody was excited, and then you stepped in it.
I stepped in the manure right from jump today.
I mean, it was woo.
It was quick.
Can we just repeat real quick for the people who didn't hear this? Darren said his greatest day in Chicago was involving a pub crawl.
No, beer and inning at a Cubs
game. Yeah, okay. So a beer and inning at a Cubs game, and he was quickly reminded that he proposed to his awesome wife, Lauren, also in the city of Chicago. So the label of best day in Chicago.
Huh?
Whoops.
Question mark? And I was like,
The one word text.
Oh, you're listening to that, huh? Yeah. Okay. Backpedaling quickly. Yeah.
You were thinking Ferris Bueller's day off. You know, that was a great day, but not like the day we had at Wrigley Field or whatever. And forgot about the engagement in Chicago.
On the 96th floor of the John Hancock building. All right, let's stay down to the borough.
The anniversary coming up, Darren?
Is the show over yet? No, we still got more time. Let's stay down in the borough. Matt on our text line. We've been talking a lot today about the next move. He said, how about, and we've had this one before, how about the Predators trying to go after Patrick Laine in Columbus?
No way.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
Well, this is why I say that. Number one, based on what David Poile told us, that's not in the budget. Patrick Laine wants a long-term deal with big money. And Jarmo Kekalainen, who had his press conference after signing Johnny Gaudreau, says they absolutely intend to sign Patrick Laine, who's a restricted free agent. You would have to trade for his rights first and then sign him to a big, big dollar deal. It doesn't fit.
Well, now, you bring in Johnny Hockey, you're not going to let Laine go out the door. There's no way.
I think you're right.
They're going to build around those two.
So, and how do you make a Laine deal work with the money? They're talking about $8 million a year for Laine. And to me, that's too much for him. He's a goal scorer, and that's it. He has not really proven to be a winning player beyond that. But like I said, they want fully to go after signing him. I'm just going by what the GM said. The byproduct of that is they're over the cap, and we mentioned a guy like Gus Nyquist. I know that doesn't excite you like Patrick Laine, but again, going after looking for one guy for 1 year. That's, I think, the focus of what the Predators are doing here.
I did say yesterday that a deal would not get struck
by David Poile.
And you and the suit said a deal would. Yeah. So,
whoops,
here we are again. Is anything happen from now until our show tomorrow? which will be a little bit different than
normal.
Yeah,
tomorrow will be – so that'll be interesting. The Futures game, whatever you want to call it, the Prospect Showcase, is that what we're calling it, the official title? Prospect Showcase, tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Now, multitasking comes to mind, right? You want to be watching very closely. How does Askarov look? You've been watching him all week. How about some of the other prospects? But at the same time, you're working those phones, and you're wanting to see what's out there. It could happen tomorrow, and it could happen August 15th, for all we know.
I do not believe that a deal will get – I'll just go on and put it out there again. I don't think anything's going to happen again from when we say goodbye here in a couple minutes to tomorrow's show or tomorrow. I don't think anything's going to happen.
Okay. I think you're probably right.
I don't think anything's going to happen.
I think you're probably right.
I think this is going to have to shake out a little bit. I think right now with the price tags, you know, if the sticker price is too much and you just can't come to agreements on that car, do you go running back first thing the next morning? I don't think so.
Well, what today is an interesting indication because everybody couldn't wait yesterday, and then today has been very quiet. And there's still several pretty good names out there.
Yep. Unnamed texter says Patrick Laine looks like Bigfoot from Harry and the Hendersons. I have said on this show, I really would have to backpedal if they did trade for Laine because I have called him the ugliest man in hockey. I have said that before on the show.
See, I think what people have to realize is once they made the deal for McDonough, making a pitch for a restricted free agent high-end like Pierre-Luc Dubois or Laine, it's just the budget's not there.
Nope. Willie, I've got some work to do, courtesy of myself. So
okay, good luck. Good luck.
Hopefully, we'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully.
Okay.
Make sure you're listening to Willie.
We'll check in on
you. C-Mace. They drop the puck at 10:30 tomorrow for that showcase game. Hope you'll check it out, and then coverage following that as well. Have a great rest of your day. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock to wrap up the week. We'll see you then.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.